If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Evening. I sincerely appreciate it, and it's going to be a wonderful program, I hope. As always, please visit us all the time at conservativenationradio.org. This is the Conservative Nation Radio Network. 9 to 11 every Friday night. It's me, Christopher Manti. You can connect with us as a network on Facebook at Conservative Nation Radio or at my show. Facebook is Manti Show, M-A-N-T-E-I Show. Twitter at CNR Show. Email me if you don't want to call. That's fine. Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. Okay, remember, traditionalamericanmovement.com is our partner, as well as Trinity Media. This is the Trinity Media Studios. So happy that you're with me. And again, give me a call, anything that's happening. Obviously, it's a big night tonight for news. 718-305-7176. Thanks so much for being here, guys. And I hope we entertain, enlighten, teach, make you laugh, cry, nauseous, I don't know, something, some kind of reaction, please. That would be awesome. Let me know how we're doing here. Chat room is open if you're listening to the broadcast live, participate in that, or if you're on podcast, downloading after the live show. I love you also, so thank you for that. Let's get into it tonight. How could we skip what's happening in our great state of Massachusetts? And if you don't know, breaking news, obviously there were two dudes that we're after. Dude number one is dead this morning, early this morning or late last night. Dude number two has just been detained. Apparently police have him now in custody. Apparently he was shot and bleeding, but not dead. And he tried to hide in some boat in somebody's backyard that was covered with a tarp, and they found him anyway. And spent quite a deal of time and effort sending in a robot and all this stuff just to get him to come out, because they wanted him alive, obviously. And they got him. So unless something is really getting miscommunicated or bad information is coming out, which is always possible, but it does not look like it. It looks like who they're calling suspect number two, this younger of the two Chechen brothers, is now in custody. Okay, that's good. That's good, because regardless of anything else that you might have heard or believed or have suspicions, and I do also, but apparently these brothers bragged that they did it, the bombing on Monday. So I don't want to say open and shut case, but it seems pretty clear that they at least the two of them did participate, and were glad to do so. So the hell with them. Literally. Obviously, Monday was the Boston Marathon, and if, unless you've been in a giant hole this whole week, you know that there was terrorist attacks. Two bombs went off, killed some people, hurt a whole heck of a lot of others. And we've been spending these past 5 days trying to find out who did it and to get them. So the easy answer is, okay, these are the two guys that did it. Now they're either dead or captured. That's the end of that. That's not the end of that, unfortunately. I'm not sure how this is going to continue on. But he's apparently not in good shape. I'm just reading the breaking news as it comes in. Alive and in custody, but significant blood loss. So, you know, there was a shootout early this morning or last night with the two brothers there. And somehow this guy apparently got shot but escaped and lived long enough to hide in this boat. And I don't know. Like I was telling my wife, these have got to be the stupidest terrorists in history. And they've been some pretty stupid ones. And it's funny because they're obviously not stupid. They're educated and medical school and scholarships and the rest of it. But you're telling me that you pull off this successful attack and you're on camera and you got to know that you're on camera. You don't hightail it out of Massachusetts, if not the other end of the world, at least the other end of the country or another state. I don't care, Maine, you know, something else. 3 days ago? No. 2 days ago? No. Yesterday? No. Now your faces are all over the worldwide tube, and it turns out they're right where they've always been. I mean, they're like, you know, I don't know exactly how far they were from the bomb site, but really freaking close, which is the dumbest possible. I mean, they're like begging to be captured or killed. And now, granted, Muslim terrorists want to be killed. Martyrdom is the highest honor they can achieve, you see. But apparently that was not afforded to our 19-year-old person, which is good, because then we could figure out any information that he may have. 718-305-7176. I am Christopher Manti, proud to be with you tonight. I think it's a good night. Pretty sure, although just saw something else coming across that there's been a big earthquake in China. That's never good. That just happened. But so okay. This story is just so much to it. It's ridiculous. I could probably talk about it for the whole 2 hours. And if you want me to, I will. You have to tell me, though. So give me a call or email, christopher@conservativenationradio.org. What I did want to touch on tonight, obviously, was any breaking news that's happening with this terrorism or associated stories, because there are associated stories. And in general, the denial that has been going on from the media and even regular citizens, even people you may know, maybe you're one of them. And I got so pissed off this week after Monday. I'll go into why. And this is why I have a radio show, so I can vent, okay? What is wrong with people? Why we are still in denial? I blogged about this last week. I talked about it on the show ad nauseum last time. But we are not accepting of the simple truth sometimes. And one of the big things was Islamic terrorism, and that they're at war with us, and we are not accepting of that as a nation. Some of us are, obviously, as individuals, but as a whole, we have a major problem with it. And, of course, the progressives are actively in cahoots with the bad guys, so that's not good. We'll get in to that. And really, the only other thing I wanted to for sure talk about was the NFL draft, to lighten up the hell up and talk about my hobby I love pro football. I love football in general. I watch the NFL. I watch college football. So there's one respite in the off season is my great part of my hobby is, you know, trying to find out and learn who is becoming eligible for the NFL at college and my favorite players, how do they stack up and how are they going to be chosen? And then the draft actually happens. It's very nerdy and geeky and totally, you know, might be boxing myself in here as far as people who will pay attention. But so be it. I got to talk about it because I put a fair amount of work into it. So there, that's what you get. Okay. Other than that, it's wide open here. So phone calls are always welcome. 718-305-7176, Conservative Nation Radio Network. As always, I'm Anti here, 9 to 11, Friday nights. FYI, next Friday, the show will be here. The show will go on, but I will not. I'll be taking the week off. I can't be here. I'll be back the week after that. Just, I know you're highly concerned. Don't be. Everything's fine. Just next week, I'll have substitute hosts. Okay? They'll be awesome. They're fellow DJs, whatever you want to call them, hosts, talk show hosts here on CNR. So no worries. You'll be in good hands. Just wanted to let you know that. And we'll continue on as we get rolling. So Boston and Massachusetts, Waterton, and all that, big, big, big deals going on. And I have to, after the break, I'm going to get into what the heck is confusing me and the head-scratching events that unfolded as the week went on that we may never find out the answers to, or it could be blown up figuratively, just saying, in the next couple of days. I am not sure, but we'll talk about it. And anything else you want, opinions, questions, concerns, sounding off, venting yourself, totally fine. 718 area code 305-7176, Manti Show. Here till 11 o'clock. So remember, I'm not the only show here, please. I'm on Fridays, but there is change in the air. And by the way, there's a wicked thunderstorm happening in the beautiful downtown Wilmington, Delaware area. So I hope I don't conk out on you folks here and lose my internet connection, but it's always possible. If I do, sorry for the short show. All right, anyways, we're talking about keeping the left guessing, right? We're all about that. So that may be one reason that our own Radio Free America program with Duke Brooks is moving to Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, right here on conservativenationradio.org. Some things never change, though, like your weekly dose of anti-communism, U.S. history, and flying, still available, just on a different night. Maybe Republican politics in Delaware had something to do with it, too, but Radio Free America with Duke Brooks now rolls out Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives, and we will be right back.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Higg and Resch sent you. thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. I am Manti, your humble host, and tonight, humble correspondent, I guess. 718-305-7176. 305-7176 and I'm sorry, 718 area code. 718, please. Thank you very much. Here till 11 o'clock. Of course, we've got breaking news all over the place here. And it has to do with the terrorist attack and our response to it, or lack thereof. Some parts of this thing have been really friggin' confusing, if you ask me. I guess I'll try to break down exactly what happened here, what I'm confused about. And so stick with me here. Okay. Monday, obviously it happened. Bombs went off. Chaos. I know I'm not the only one. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of us. And then some who immediately knew he was a Muslim terrorist. I mean, you got to be fair, and in some part of your brain, you got to say, well, maybe it wasn't. It's possible it wasn't, I guess. But the fact is that you're targeting innocent civilians. I don't know of any other group on earth in today's world that would do that. Right? I mean, okay, run through your mind. Okay, is it if it's a left-wing group, you know, I don't know, Anonymous or Occupy Wall Street, or God forbid some right-wing group, who among those would attack a parade or, you know, a marathon with kids and nothing but innocents who have no idea what you're doing? The target has no value other than slaughter and just wanton destruction. It doesn't destroy anything. You're not going after anything specific about the government or the military or something with a point, right? Pointless. It's just to terrify and to be evil, and that's Muslim terror. So again, there was a slight chance, I guess, that it could have been something else, but we knew it. I knew it, and I made no apology for it. I went on Facebook immediately and reminded folks that killing innocents is what Islamic radicals do. Sorry, it's true. I mean, why apologize? I don't know what's incorrect. I can't tell you. You know, all of a sudden, I get like three or four people be online and in person. Well, you can't say, how could you say that? Don't jump to conclusions. What? What the hell is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people? I'm not special. I'm not a genius. I knew what it was. I knew what it was on September 11, 2001. I knew what it was when some guy put a bomb in his underwear in an airplane. I knew
what it was when somebody drove into Times Square with a car bomb. Thank God it didn't go off both those times. I knew what it was when some guy in the army decides to shout Allahu Akbar and shoot up as many soldiers as possible, Fort Hood. I knew what it was, the USS Cole, when it was attacked. I knew in London on July 7, 2005, in the subway. I knew in Bali, the nightclub full of Westerners. I knew. Shall I continue? Because there's more examples and more and more and more. This is the latest in the long line. Whether these particular dudes are connected to something larger or not is irrelevant. The deed is done, and there are more who would love to do it. There's 1,000 groups who would have liked to have done that, and they're all Muslims. So what the hell is the problem with saying it? What kind of satanic, censoring, self-censoring, what kind of spineless, mindless crud is in your bloodstream that you can't admit the truth? What makes you say, we can't tell that now? Other than party was on their side? I just don't get it. I mean, I try to make a point of understanding the other side of every argument. Even though I don't agree, I'll probably never agree with, you know, X, Y, or Z, but I want to know why. What makes you believe that? What makes you think that way? What makes you act that way? Most of the time, there's at least some rationality. Most of the time. So I could get it. Okay. I see where you're making the connections, where the gears are turning, how you came to that. But not this one. Can somebody explain it to me? 718-305-7176. Be glad to understand it, or even to hear it. And what kills me is, okay, you know, leftists will say that because they have a problem with America, they have a problem with Jesus Christ, they have a problem with Tea Party, they have a problem with conservatism in every form. So their fantasy is that a right-wing group would do this, and they would have the ammunition they need to crush us, especially with this president. Okay, I get that part. But people on our side are the ones who are supposed to agree with us, are, you know, family members and friends and social media buddies. When they say, what are you doing? You can't say that right now. How could you tell? That's not right. I'm blowing a gasket over here. You know, at some point you're just in denial too. You're in denial. We're a physical war with Islam, we're a spiritual war. The enemies of the church. And sometimes those goals combine and coincide in a line. Sometimes those enemies join forces. And Islamic terrorism on the United States is one of those times when evil in the heavenly realm, so to speak, and the earthly realm converge. So what in the hell is your problem denying that? Please, somebody explain it to me. Cut it out. Grow a spine. This is why we are losing.
We can't admit the truth and walk in the truth. What's the saying? Truth doesn't need defending. It's like a lion. You set it free and it will defend itself. Just speak it, live it, understand it, acknowledge it. Even if this attack was by some other ideology, group, whatever, it doesn't change the fact that 99% of all terrorism on earth is Muslim generated. That's a fact. Like 2 + 2 = 4. Almost every act of terror on this earth is Islamic terror. And it's even against other Muslims a lot of the time. That's not the point. The point is who is perpetrating it. There is no Christian terrorist group anywhere. I've never met or heard of individuals who would condone that and be called Christians. You want to be a jackass and bring up Timothy McVeigh, who was not, Christianity had nothing to do with his motivation. I don't even know if he was one or not. I'm not sure. I had no evidence. But he was an anti-government guy, so he attacked a government building. Nothing to do with Jesus. And that's about the only example that morons have. Deep breath. Unwind. By the way, speaking of Oklahoma City, wasn't it weird, quote unquote, that, oh, was it Tuesday? Bombings happened Monday. I'm losing track of my days here. I think it was Tuesday, right afterwards. You had that giant explosion in Texas near Waco. Not in the city limits of Waco, but very close. And also, by the way, it got lost in the shuffle. There was an explosion in Oklahoma City that same night. At a chemical plant. Make of that what you will. Is it just coincidence? Or if you believe in providence, is God trying to tell us something? I don't know. Or is it more to it? Is there some kind of operation going on? I mean, it seems to me if you have a fertilizer factory where you make the stuff, that you would be pretty fire aware, right? You're preparing armed to the teeth against a fire breaking out because you know that that bleep is going to go sky high if there's a fire because it's highly combustible. Which is what happened. So, in other words, was it set intentionally and all that stuff? None, don't know. I mean, you got to think about that. That's a possibility, right? Anyway, it blew up bad and people died. And that town is basically wiped out. It's a small town as it is. West Texas. And Oklahoma City, I haven't even followed up with that other than there was an explosion there. I don't know what happened. So very interesting. Now 9:30. 30 minutes after the hour here on the Christopher Manti radio program, Conservative Nation Radio Network. 718-305-7176 is the number. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Let me tell you about Patriot Depot, please, now that we're talking about patriots and the war that we're in. Let's assume you're listening to conservativenationradio.org. You are a conservative. Makes sense to me. You love America and our Constitution, just like we do.
Since that's the case, you're going to want a supply depot to get everything you want. Books, bumper stickers, patriotic t-shirts, flags, etc., etc., etc. And your pipeline to all that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to the website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the best-known warehouse for all of your conservative needs. So wave your flag proudly. Display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go, conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner. Patriot Depot banner on the homepage. Patriot Depot to join. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we'll be back right after this.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or restricting the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, then you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Now in the PM, the Eastern time zone of the United States. Thank you for being here on this tremendously eventful evening. 718-305-7176 is the phone number. 718-305-7176 is the number. And we're talking about, obviously, the stuff that's going on here today. And, man. I don't understand this denial, what's going on. Everyone, you know, it's Islamic terrorism. And by the way, we don't create that. I don't care what you think we did to bring it on. I mean, this is the same old crapola that's comes up every time there's an attack. Oh, if America just did this, it would be a problem. Oh, if we are creating more of them, blah, blah, blah. Bunk, garbage. As I actually told someone today, Islam makes terrorists, not our policies. I mean, since their inception,
Islam has slaughtered innocent people. It's built into the religion, and it's of course it's more than a religion. It's a political movement. And ever since the beginning, that's what they do. That's what Muhammad taught. That's how Muhammad lived. That's what he did. That's what he taught his followers. That's what he wrote in the secret Quran. That's what the Crusades were all about. That's what the Spanish Inquisition was all about. Islamic killing. Wanton killing. Sorry, it's true, it's true, it's true. And people who deny it, I said something clever, I guess somebody didn't like. Satan laughs when people make excuses for Islam. It's true. That means being religious for a second. He is. He's cracking up. And oh, that we must be doing something to make them do this. Oh yes, thief. They don't want to do it. They're just compelled. They're made to do it by their circumstance, by the things that other people do upon them. Yes, yes. And because of this, I've been called a new name, a new invective. I never had this one hurled at me before. A Judeo-fascist. Yes, yes, yes. I am a Judeo-fascist. Judeo-fascist. I don't even know what that means. I guess that's a nice way of saying I'm a Jew. Zionist or something. I don't know exactly what that's about, but I was called that today, so thought that was entertaining. Thought you should know. I'll add that to my list. And I've had a bunch. Okay. So here's my problem with what happened here this week. There was the event, there was the denial, there was, of course, the attempt to make us the right-wingers and Tea Partiers to blame. God, they would have loved that. Sick, sick jerks. Then, something interesting happened. Right away, almost immediately, right, there was a report that there was a person under arrest or, you know, a suspicion, a Saudi Arabian at the parade who was in a hospital because he was injured. And like, whoop, okay, that's the end of that. They caught at least one of them. No, then you hear, no, he's not arrested. No, he's a suspect. No, he's not suspect. We just wanted to talk to him. Oh, okay. And then there was pictures. He was visited in a hospital by a bunch of folks other than the police. There's even a rumor out there that Michelle Obama visited him. I'm not going to go there, but point is, there are pictures of him, and he's smiling like he is fine. And nothing happened. It's just he fell on the sidewalk. Couldn't be happier. Like, oh, this is very odd, okay? I'm at a loss. I don't know what happened here. Okay, fine. So it's a weird guy. Maybe they got the wrong guy, mistaken identity. I don't know. Then, immediately, it turns out, he's being deported. President Obama has an impromptu meeting with the Saudi ministry or one of the thousand princes that they have there. Impromptu, not on the schedule. All of a sudden, he meets with Saudi Arabian government and says, okay, we're giving this guy to you. Reason for the eviction is
National security threat. What? I am so confused. I have no idea what's going on. Yeah, so this guy goes from being a suspect, arrested, to no, sorry about that, to happy guy in the hospital, to nobody special, to deported for security reasons, and it's a high-level meeting, the highest level, between our government and Saudi Arabia. And the information that the last we heard is that he's due to be deported on Tuesday. Why the hell would you deport someone who is a risk? He was at the bombing, happy as a happy animal, whatever. What the hell's going on? Either he is a danger and he's not some innocent mistaken identity bystander, or you're covering something up. You're a threat to either attack America in some way or plot against us, or you're a threat to spill the beans. That's my only two conclusions. What other reason could there be for deportation of a guy immediately? Like, get him the hell out. And by the way, for all we know, he could be dead or back in Saudi or somewhere else. Maybe he doesn't want to go back to Saudi Arabia. Did we arrest him? I mean, I don't get it. This is such a major issue. I'm not sure we're getting to the bottom of this. The media sure as hell is not doing his job and telling us what's going on with him. They're just brushing this under the rug. By the way, they're did you see these pictures? InfoWars, of all places. I hate referencing that. Alex Jones, I do not like. He is a crazy man. Well, crazy like a fox, maybe. He's all about himself. But anyways, InfoWars had all these pictures on, like, immediately. I think it was, again, not sure the days anymore, Wednesday? And there's some high-resolution photos of several people with giant backpacks that have big, pointy stuff in them. They all look, how do I say this, terroristic? And there's some other features that I really won't go into because it's very speculative. But the point is, it was more than just these two guys. And do you remember, to top off this, those between those pictures and the Saudi guy getting deported all of a sudden, remember there was a press conference Tuesday night to announce an arrest? And all of a sudden, there wasn't. Take a break here. I'll be back in just a moment. Remember, folks, the leftist media would like conservatives like us to think that we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness. But do not be fooled. Americans identify themselves as conservatives. We outnumber liberals 2-1, according to numerous polls. If you respect traditional American values, then there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It is called traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TRADAM, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives could meet up without those stinking turf wars. Enough is enough with this. We're on the same side. So without those turf wars, find out what's new in the conservative community. So join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the solution and the revolution. All on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That is traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there soon, please. TRADAM is a liberal free website, as always. appreciate you listening to that. We'll be back right after this.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit energysavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Manti, your host, that's me. This is for Manti. I am here with you till 11 o'clock. Thanks for being with me on the Manti Show. Every Friday night, 9 to 11 p.m. here on Conservative Nation Radio Network. Email me if you want, Christopher at conservativenationradio.org. Come to the webpage. Tell all your friends about us, please. I would sincerely appreciate that. conservativenationradio.org. This, you can listen to our shows right there. Listen live, button, boom. If a show's on the air, you're in. You can also listen to all the archives. Pick a show, pick a date, download it. Just listen right from your browser, right from your phone, your iPad, whatever. You're good to go. We sure would appreciate that because we can see all our ratings. We can see who, not who has listened, but how many. And that's pretty awesome to see our uptick constantly for all of our programming. So thank you so much for that. And thanks for listening. Appreciate that very much. And now it's almost 10 to 10 already, and I can't believe that. I'm on a, off on a tangent here. What else did I want to say about this? Oh, yeah.
That press conference that never was, that's just ripe for conspiracies. There was, I don't know what, I can't get into my mind why they would cancel it and then delay 2 days, right? Because yesterday at 5 o'clock is when they actually had it and put the pictures up of these dudes, and then bing, bang, boom, everything happened. So when was the initial press conference? Was that Monday night or Tuesday night? Man, I wish I really could remember these things. I'm getting old, folks. Sorry. Whatever it was, the original one was canceled. I guess it was Tuesday. That'd be Tuesday. Remember, this is when the pictures started going around. This is when the media started their narrative about the white Patriot Day, tax day, Tea Partier angle, planting that seed in the minds of the uneducated masses.
And that was starting to gain some traction because everywhere you heard, you listened, oh, it might have been this. Oh, I think it's going to be that. Oh, signs are pointing. By the way, those pictures I mentioned, there's dozens of them, really. But that InfoWars thing had several pictures of a very white man, kind of scruffy looking, holding a backpack in the area of the bombing. If you thought a certain way, you would say that's the patsy. Even though he didn't do anything, he would be the fall guy to take the blame. And it would all be a nice little package, wrap it up after a day. Now let's go get the tea party or whatever. And then stuff gets really bad. What if the exposure, those pictures, and it went around the world on the internet big time. What if that press conference initially on Tuesday was canceled because of the exposure those pictures got? What if their cover was blown? Again, I don't like to think like this, but how all of a sudden there's a press conference, all of a sudden there's a bomb threat at the building where they are, and they had to cancel it for 2 days? For 2 days, right. It just does not make any sense to me. I don't get it. They are competent? Absolutely. Government is incompetent. Now, how incompetent are they? They're competent enough to ready to make an arrest or have a major announcement Tuesday night, and then all of a sudden don't say boo for 2 days. Literally, 2 whole days. Meanwhile, searching for these dudes, apparently, I guess. If I sound confused, it's because I am. I don't get it. I do not get it. Help me out here. There are folks who say that there is a, I don't want to say civil war, but there are 2 factions in our government. I'm talking wide government, not president and his administration, but government meaning FBI, CIA, Homeland Security, the alphabet soup of agencies, police chiefs, all that good stuff. There are 2 factions forming. This theory. And they're opposed to each other. One of them basically is, for lack of a better term, sees themselves as our equals, the people who they serve and protect. They either view it correctly as they are our servants or just regular folks like us doing a job. The military, most of the military would fall into that side of it, I'm sure. Versus the ones who think they are superior to us. And we see this all the time in politics, of course. The more tyrannical the person, the more obvious it is that they know better. You're just a peon. How could you possibly know? What could you possibly need an AR-15 for? What could you possibly need more than 10 bullets in a magazine for? You don't need that. You don't need that. I say you don't need that. Of course, that's only one example. But that's the mentality. And the further left you are, the more tyrannical you are. The more you want to rule instead of govern or protect. You are interested in taking away rights, not giving them, or you can't give them. To acknowledge that you can't give them, to acknowledge that you can't take them away.
Anyway, so there are two factions in the government, and that is played out in Boston. I don't know. It's very interesting. Forget the actual bombing itself. Let's just, for our sanity's sake, let's just agree that it was an Islamic terrorist who wanted to kill people and did. Beyond that, the response, maybe the whole, I don't know, folks. I mean, you got to be careful who you listen to in these things. You really do. Some people will say there was a massive exercise, and there were lots of DHS folks in Boston that day. SWAT teams were already there. Navy SEALs operation, covert kind of stuff for a quote-unquote training mission. I don't know about any of that. But it's out there, the idea. The people genuinely believe it. Again, there were pictures. Pictures. And that's fine. Now, does that mean the bombing itself, was it, they allowed it? They wanted it? I can't go there in my mind. But where I can go is spin is the narrative is taking advantage of a crisis, right? Not letting it go to waste, as someone once said. That I buy. That I can see, especially with the group that we have in control now. Definitely is one of their calling cards. Truth is not an obstacle, right, to them. The Constitution is not an obstacle to them. So do I believe some funny business could have went on starting immediately afterwards? Yeah, I do. Where it all leads, where it goes, who's looking into it. The Saudi guy who's all of a sudden goes from arrested to nothing to good guy to deported to who knows where. Seeing that, the press conference, these pictures. Why there are only two suspects. Maybe there are more. I read 3 individuals taken into custody by FBI today. These are 3 other people. Let me see if I could get an exact. Oh, great. President Obama said, speak shortly. Fantastic. There's nobody maybe listening to me at all right now because everyone's speaking. The governor of Massachusetts, president, police colonels there locally. This is interesting. Across the wire at about 20 minutes ago, federal law enforcement officials will invoke the public safety exception to the Miranda law and not offer the suspect the right to remain silent during his interrogation. The exception is invoked in instances where the public is at risk of a clear danger. I didn't even know there was such an exception. Learn something new. If you can vouch for that, you can give me a call. 718-305-7176. Weird. Okay. I'm trying to find out where these 3 other people were taken into custody. But I don't know. President Obama thanks Vladimir Putin for help in Boston. What? unspecified cooperation. Here's the quote from National Security Spokeswoman. We decline to provide further details at this point. I don't know. Is it just that Putin gave information on the travels of this guy? This older brother apparently went to Russia, you know, last year during 2012 and moved around and maybe had some training in Chechnya and all that. One thing's for sure. Putin's not to be trusted, but he hates the Chechen Muslims. No doubt about it. So it's time for a break. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock here on the Christopher Manti Show. I'll be back in a short moment. Please enjoy the entertainment.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent. Brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Filets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I am so glad to be with you. Thank you for joining in this resistance with me. And
Like every Friday night, I'm pleased to be with you, except for next week. The show will be here. I will not. I'm coming back the week after, but next Friday I will not be able to make it, so there will be substitute hosts from CNR with you. Okay, worry not. It will be a show. It will be professional. It will be great. Just not me. But a week after, I'll be back. Okay? Let not your heart be troubled. Christopher Manti Show. Thanks for joining me. I've been talking nonstop about this terrorist attack and the aftermath. And all that stuff. It's interesting. That's to say the least. And glad you're with me. Participate. And if you please, don't forget to listen to our other shows this week, throughout every week. I'll be telling you about some of them shortly. So, did I miss anything? I'm sorry, I have to rewind myself here. Talked about that. Yeah. Remember, just thought it'd be worth mentioning here and calling out things for what they are. For instance, Muslims like to kill innocent people and they bomb stuff. Didn't think that was a controversial statement, but in today's world, upside down, it is. Remember this quote. My theologian R.C. Sproul, Jesus' life was a storm of controversy. This is to you, Christian. The apostles, like the prophets before them, could hardly go a day without controversy. Paul said that he debated daily in the marketplace. To avoid controversy is to avoid Christ himself. We can have peace, but it is a servile and carnal peace where truth is slain in the streets. We're not to be we don't go along to get along as the Church of Jesus. We convict and convert and preach the truth. Most times, it's not very popular. You're not going to make a lot of friends with it. But you have to understand that. You're not on this earth to play nice with everyone. Truth hurts sometimes. Right? We're supposed to spread the gospel, not to hole up in our own little worlds. So if you don't have controversy in your life, if you're not creating that, something's probably wrong. Don't avoid controversy. Speak the truth, live it, know it. Serve God, be holy. And the conflict will come to you. Trust me on that. Our enemies are not happy when you do things God's way, because the Holy Spirit is power, not passivity. Peace through strength, as it were. So please remember that. 718-305-7176. I do want to talk about the NFL draft here before too long. Latest updates. Of course, the family of these two Chechens are denying everything.
How could it be them? It's a setup. Then some of the other ones say, the uncle says they absolutely deserve to die. I don't know what's got into them, says a sister. It's a lot of weirdness. The older brother, who's now dead, became an American citizen this past September 11th. Let me repeat that. The older terrorist guy just became an American citizen this past September 11th. Otherwise known as Benghazi Day. Anyway, just a little coincidence there. And there is actually a photo of the dead body at thesmokinggun.com. And the hospital where it was taken denies all complicity in leaking it, but it's apparently him. It's disgusting. There's a giant hole in his side. That's interesting. Anyway, you can look at that if you want. If you're interested. So, I don't know. Is something else coming? Is this some kind of escalation, or is it a one-off deal? Is it just something that they exploited? And that's that. This certainly doesn't fit the narrative of President Obama saving us from Al-Qaeda. And, that whole, they want to just move right beyond that. But the crimping the plans from the Islamic terrorists. So again, I think there'd be nothing greater than for him to blame to. Oh, by the way, let's talk about secret phrases or dog whistles, as Left would say. Homegrown terrorism. When you hear the words homegrown or domestic terrorism by the left, when they say that, they mean Christians in America. The real definition of the word is fine, because guess what, guys? There's this mental attitude out there that to be a Muslim, you have to be from another country. Wrong. There are American Muslims not only born into it, but converted to it, lots of them. Go to Detroit, or I guess suburbs, Dearborn. This is like that big Muslim population, guys. To be a homegrown terrorism, you can still be a Muslim. Being a Muslim is a religious choice. It knows no ethnicity. Right? You hear it in the Middle East, you might say, oh, the Arabs this, the Arabs that. Well, the Arabs were the first to, they invented Islam, but they don't own it. Literally any race, anybody in the world can be a Muslim and can be radicalized and can want to kill for their God. All right? But just remember, when you hear lefty progressives talk about homegrown domestic terrorism, that's their secret blood fantasy for right-wingers, for Christians to do something like this so they can pounce and tear us to shreds. Oh, and they will. They will love that day. I'm not saying it won't happen, because it might. People are getting driven to weird places. I hope it doesn't, but you never know. And if they can't get a legitimate attempt or an attack by us, they might make one up. I'm convinced of that. I don't know. I'm just saying. Some point it has to happen. So I'll leave it at that for now. 718-305-7176, quarter after 10 in the PM here on the East Coast of the United States. I'm Christopher Manti, your host. By the way, I'm not the only show here. There is a new program on tomorrow called New Wise Conservatives. New Wise Conservatism Show. And it is pretty clear that the switch is on to conservativenationradio.org. If you have any doubts, just check out our new Saturday show with Internet radio veteran Robert Garding. The New Wise Conservatism Show comes to you right here, Conservative Nation Radio, every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central. Robert has a big, big following, so listen Saturday and you will find out why. Thousands of people love his brand of New Wise Conservatism, and you will too. That's the New Wise Conservatism Show with Robert Garding, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 o'clock Central Time, here on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. And we will be right back.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of the speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Here's a fancy one right here. It's missing a leg, but that's all right. Whatever. Washers and dryers from a laundromat. Oh, wow, and check this out. Another deep fryer. And I'm not sure what this doohickey is. Yeah, most businesses weren't ready for a storm like that, you know. But our work's really piling up here at Roberts & Son Salvage.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Wow, yeah, since the storm, it's been crazy busy for us. We got all kinds of office desks coming in. Here's a...
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, Doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, Doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, Doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, Doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzz driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
The Internet's official rhino hunting safari.
Welcome back. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Yes, indeed, it's me, Manti. Manti Christopher. You're on the Manti Show. 718-305-7176. 718-305-7176. Welcome to you. Good evening. Here till 11 o'clock, so another 40 minutes with you. Appreciate you listening and participating in any way you like. Christopher at conservativenationradio.org is the email. Let me give you the Facebook for my show. It's Manti Show. Facebook.com/Manti Show. Just search for it in the little search box at the top of your page. Manti Show. Or
Our network is at Facebook at Conservative Nation Radio. We have a nice little logo there, the United States and a radio beacon up at the top and globe and stuff. It's cool. Check it out. TrinityMediaOnline.com. Of course, Trinity Media Studios, the very best in technical innovation, brings me to you from my studio here around the world to your eardrums and your mind. It's pretty gross, but true. So thanks for joining me. Please spread the word about this show and every other one on the network. That would be awesome. You're great for doing that. We're just regular old grassroots conservative folks here trying to make a difference, trying to make sense of it all, and hopefully pass on some useful information to you in our fight against the progressives, any evil that would come along, satanic forces. We have to get together and be prepared. Be prepared for everything. Physical, spiritual, mental. And we need a plan. And we're formulating that. Hopefully in the coming weeks we'll get a lot more specific with that with you. Of course, stay in the Word of God. If you are a Christian, it is imperative that you do that. Stay in the Word every day. Jesus is the living Word, so it's never a waste of time. We've got work to do, and God's Word is here to encourage and teach us, inspire, and tell us the future, which is pretty awesome, if you ask me. So please do that. 10:23 now. And what did I miss here? Anything? I hope not. No, so just a lot of weird stuff happening. And these two dudes, one's dead, one's in custody. And maybe this will be it for another 10 years. I kind of doubt it. Remember, don't want to scare you, but there are Islamic radical training camps right here in America. There are cells of every group. The Hamas, Hezbollah, the Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, on down the line in dozens of cities. So they're around. They're around. Just watch out. Watch out. Anyways, somebody said, saw something this week that was poignant as far as, terrorism goes and how it's uniquely a Muslim problem, because it is. And that question was put forth to Penn Jillette, a comedian, very libertarian guy, like extreme libertarian guy. Not a conservative at all. But he was asked, and he agreed, what if every Muslim in the world, 1 billion, 1.5 billion, 2 billion, however many there are, what if all of them instantly converted to Christianity? Would the world be a better and safer place? The answer, obviously, is yes. Yes. Doesn't take a genius, right? Don't get into, theology or any of that, or the power of God, the power to change people. But even if it's just a matter of changing your affiliation, if Islam disappeared tomorrow, almost all acts of terrorism would disappear with it. As well as most persecution of Christianity, by the way. The vast majority of that. And almost
almost every act of terrorism, and maybe all of them, as far as, you know, you want to call state, act of the state terrorism, well, all right, that may be something different, but if you have a country doing bad things to its people, that's one thing. I think we all know what terrorism is. Anyway, just you might ought to put that through your brain, rattle it around a little bit in there and see what comes out. I'm here till 11 o'clock, as always. So if you want to ask me something, feel free. Christopher at conservativenationradio.org is the email. And by the way, all this stuff was going on. Did you notice that this week the quote-unquote the gun bill in Congress failed? All the amendments to it failed? The Toomey plan and the Harry Reid bill and the Feinstein and the, everybody's no-go. Which is kind of surprising to me, to be honest. But hey, we'll take it, right? And so, of course, Obama comes out immediately. And, well, actually, Joe Biden says, oh, well, the president's going to take some executive action. More. He's not going to let this stand, basically, like this horrible, horrible Second Amendment. It will not stand. So watch out. Tyranny is on the move. I mean, you want to look into his executive orders that he's already put out there, guys. He could, at any point, take control of all our resources, property. Obviously, speech and freedom of movement, association, all that stuff is ready to go. Not yet, but it's executive orders are there, and no one's fighting them, and Congress is impotent or stupid or both. They're not trying to repeal them, which you can, by the way. You can override executive orders with a law. Or a subsequent president can undo it. That's it. So he's not, you know, he's not stupid. He's advancing the cause. He's moving forward. Progressing. It's like George Soros wants, right? By 2020, the Constitution's got to be totally changed. America will be totally different. That's the plan. That is the plan. So, I don't know. It's going to be 7 years or sooner. Keep an eye out. Again, be prepared. Be prepared. 30 minutes left in my program. I got to talk about the NFL draft here. I'm getting way too serious. We'll be back after a break, and I'll break it down to you. Okay, don't forget to listen all week to us, and don't forget LifeLock, okay? A special message from LifeLock. Our sponsor here, conservativenationradio.org, is proud to be associated with the most effective identity security and credit monitoring service that there is, LifeLock. You've heard about it all over the place. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. It helps you to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. So to protect your identity with LifeLock, go now to conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner. Conservativenationradio.org. Click on the LifeLock banner. And we'll be back right after this.
I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout.
The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills, and kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day, and the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor, give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
If you're wondering where Rush goes to do his show prep, you found it.
Program tonight, 718-305-7176. If you want to talk NFL football, because that's where I'm at right now. And that's it. All right. I'm done. Don't do the stuff for tonight. Done. So, NFL draft is coming up next week. 3 days. I remember the olden days where it was one afternoon. Well, morning and afternoon and evening. A really, really long Saturday. And they broke it up into 2 days. Then they moved it from Saturday to Sunday to Friday and Saturday. Prime time was it the first round, I guess, only. And then the rest of them Saturday. And then, what is it, a year or two ago now, they stretched it to 3 days. It's pretty insane. It's cool in one way for super geeks and nerds like me. But, you know, the casual fans, I'm sure it's way too much to keep track of. Anyways, I'm sure it's good for them. They make money somehow. That's why they do it. As you know, I'm a fan of football, college, and pro. So I do this every year. My annual game of play general manager of an NFL team, if I were actually working for one, I approach it like they would. I watch college games during the year. Michigan is my personal rooting interest. University of Michigan, but I watch a lot of games and I follow the comings and goings and the stars of the college level. And I always try have an eye on projecting them to the pros. You know, okay, well, they might be good here, but how are they? You know, are they prepared for the NFL? Are they? Can their skills translate? Can they get better? Can they fit in with a scheme in the pros? That type of thing. So I'm always on the lookout for that. Then after the Super Bowl, of course, everything calms down. And when you have a really bad season like my Eagles had, then the draft is really the only thing you have to look forward to. So
That's where I do it. I really am sure nobody cares about my opinions on this topic. I just do it more to get it on the record, so to speak, so I can either gloat in the future or laugh at myself. Either way. So it is my hobby, so shut up. I've got a position-by-position ranking, except for offensive line, which I have no clue how to judge them. I just don't. When you're watching a game, do you watch offensive linemen? I never do. I've watching this sport for intimately since the late 80s. So that's, 30 years and 25 years. And I've never watched an offensive lineman do anything. So I don't know who's good in that respect. I kind of just take the word of the professional scouts and GMs. But if I were running a draft room next week for an NFL team, these are, aside from the offensive line, these are the rankings I would assign. Quarterbacks. This is the big ticket position. Everyone seems to care about it on TV all the time, and I guess most fans focus on that as well. And as well, they should. It's the central position of the sport and of all sports, most important of any sport. And so it definitely matters. A lot of teams need quarterbacks, as always. The Eagles might be one of them. I think they probably should draft one pretty high. First or second round, if you're going to get one, you should get one of these guys. Number one, best quarterback this year is Geno Smith from West Virginia. The first half of the season, he was better than anybody. He was running away with the Heisman Trophy. His numbers were unbelievable. He had a crap load of touchdowns, almost no interceptions, over 70-some percent completions. That sounds insane. This is a major program. This isn't a podunk school that plays nobody. This is a power conference. Anyways, he slipped definitely the second half of the year down to earth, and the bowl game he played in was pretty bad. But he's not perfect by a long shot, but he's the best of the bunch. Number two, I have E.J. Manuel from Florida State. He could be the best one once when everything is said and done, because he has very good instincts as a runner, too. Great speed. For his size, it's a really good speed as a runner. It's like 6'5". So I like him as well. Those two may be the only starters in this whole class. Third, I have Matt Barkley from USC, who before the season, he was like the golden boy, right? He was going to lead USC to the national championship. He's going to win the Heisman, everything, blah, blah. He was not good. I kind of look at him like an Andy Dalton type. He has the mental abilities to do it, but physically he seems to be short, not short in height, short in ability. His arm isn't the greatest and just doesn't seem like that type. So he may start for a team and be a mediocre guy for a couple of years. I just don't see him changing anything. He's a guy. Tyler Wilson I have next from Arkansas. He has really good potential. He's flashed a lot of ability, but then he's flashed a lot of dumbness as well. Inconsistent is the word you would say. So definitely taking a chance. If you want him to be your franchise quarterback, you're taking a real chance. Ryan Nassib from Syracuse is getting a lot of love by these draft people, and I don't really get it. I think he'll be very overdrafted. I think there's even talk of Buffalo taking him at number, 9th or something like that. That's insane. He's a career backup in my mind. If he ever does start, it'll be because a team drafts him so high they think they have to start him. I just see him as a clip holder. Landry Jones is after him. He's probably got the best arm of anybody, but not much else. He was in a great system in school, and he still didn't put up enough numbers that he should have. And his footwork and all this stuff, and too many interceptions. I wouldn't like to be in a position to have to pick him and roll with him as a starter. The one guy who's really a wild card in this whole thing is Matt Scott from Arizona, who I have number seven. He's extremely raw, extremely raw. He needs at least a year or two to learn the position better, but he's got a terrific arm and terrific legs. He can make things happen, and he's very accurate. So the tools are there to work with. If you really want to make a splash, and kind of like Russell Wilson last year, you wait till a third or fourth round to get a quarterback that may pay big dividends for you, I think he's the guy to target. I won't bore you with the rest other than Mike Glennon, who's, again, people are talking about him in the first round possibly. I can't believe that. He's a bust. NC State, total bust. He's got a great arm and literally nothing else. So forget him. Let's move on to I'll just say one more thing. There's this guy called Colin Klein. He almost won the Heisman Trophy this year. He was second, I guess, in the voting. He had a tremendous season. Kansas State was top five in the country for most of the year. Were they number one for a week or two? They were up there. And he was the big reason why. He was throwing like crazy. He was running in like 20-some touchdowns. It was amazing. He was like Tim Tebow when he was in college, but he's a worse version of Tim Tebow in real life. His delivery is like in slow motion. I mean, he'd be sacked like crazy. He basically can't throw, and he refuses to change positions. So I don't think he'll make any noise at all in the NFL, but should be interesting to see if he's drafted at all. He might be. Nobody's going to count on him to start. That is for darn sure, especially after the Tebow fiasco. Aside, Aaron Rodgers, as you know, is the Packers quarterback. His brother is in the draft and may be drafted as well from Vanderbilt. His name is Jordan Rodgers. Decent prospect in his own right, but again, his best career path is a backup, I think. I don't think he'll ever start anywhere. Anyway, that's the quarterback situation. The Eagles may end up with Geno Smith at number four. They may go for E.J. Manuel either in the second round or trade back into the first to get him if they want a quarterback to run Chip Kelly's system. Anyway, that's just my thought. They are running backs. Tons of talent, but also red flags basically on everyone. Marcus Lattimore, when he tore up his knee bad about 6 months ago in the middle of the season. Before that, he was the best in the country. He's the best, projects the best to the NFL. He's an absolute star if he's healthy. If he recovers fully, and we've seen what Adrian Peterson did last year with the same type of injury, if he can get his movement and his burst back to where it was, he's definitely the best running back in the class and is an all-pro ability. He's everything the NFL wants. So for that reason, he is my number one running back. It is no way will he be the first running back taken. None. People are too scared off about this knee injury. So he just won't be, but he's a stud if he's healthy. The guy that everyone seems to have as number one is Eddie Lacy from Alabama. He is a tank. He is a big, powerful, dominant power runner. Great stats at Alabama. He couldn't be better. He's not the fastest guy, but he has enough speed. But after the season, he got fat and lazy. And that is not good. His 40 time is extremely slow. He had a hamstring injury that wouldn't go away. Lendale White, remember him a few years ago? Again, same profile, but then just got lazy and put on pounds and never did anything in the league. A decent rookie year, but that was it. So I have a feeling Eddie Lacy is headed down that same path. I'm getting the vibe from that. Number three, I have Christine Michael. Yes, it's a boy. His name is Christine. Texas A&M. He's a stud. I think he's a Pro Bowl ability in every way, except major attitude problems. He might never play it down in the league the way his mind works. He oversleeps for the combine. He's tough to deal with and coach. But when he's on the field, he's a total package. So tough to rectify all that, but that's why he's my number three running back. Andre Ellington from Clemson, he's fantastic all around. He can do everything. He's a little skinny. He's a little skinny and slight for a running back, and that's not good. You get pounded. You get hurt. And skinny is not what you want to be. So that's the flag on him. But talent-wise, he's tremendous. Monty Ball was the stat beast of college football the last 2 years. He has an unbelievable season. You look at him, there's no reason why he can't be a star. But he has so many carries. He's had so many runs in college. He's basically been the bell cow the last three seasons. He has more wear on his tires and on his knees than anyone I've ever seen coming out of school. That's a big problem to me. So even though there's no obvious, red flag in his game, because he looks like he could be really good, at some point he's going to break. He's going to slow down and he's going to break. I don't know if I want that if I'm a team. All right. Looks like I got to hurry up because it's already 4:15. Let me take my final break here on the Manti Show and be back with the rest of my talk about the NFL draft. And we'll be back right after this.
Congress don't make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or restricting the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Are you struggling with your mortgage payments? Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about your options. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Welcome back. Welcome. Broadcasting live from the Trinity Media Studios.
Here's your host, Manti.
Here I am back with the final segment with you, Christopher Manti Show, 718-305-7176, here till 11 p.m. 10 minutes. That's all you got left of me. Sorry. Next week, I will not be here. Remember, the show will be on. Manti Show will be on, but I will not be hosting it. We'll have other hosts from the network filling in admirably, I'm sure. But it won't be me. Okay? Just don't say I didn't warn you. So, let's close out the program here talking about NFL draft. We're on to wide receivers, I believe. Oh, I just wanted to mention Monty Ball. I just talked about a dark horse favorite of mine is Jefferson from Nevada, Stephon Jefferson. He's got everything you want except for great speed. He's not very fast. You think, well, that's a problem, except just
That's the same profile as Alfred Morris last year, the best rookie running back in football, led the Redskins, either first or second in the league in rushing, second in the league, or Ted Peterson, I guess. And he's perfect for what they do. So I think you might have someone else like that in Stephon Jefferson. Why? Keep an eye out. This guy, Niall Davis from Arkansas, is same player as Darren McFadden, which is very interesting to watch. He'll be drafted probably in the middle round somewhere, but could be pay big dividends. And I don't get the hype on two guys who are probably going to go much earlier, Giovanni Bernard from North Carolina and Gillisley, what's his first name, Mike Gillisley from Florida. I don't see – he's just not very good at all, I don't think. But people seem to like him. I don't get it. All right, wide receivers. Number one has got to be Cordarrelle Patterson. Cordarrelle Patterson has 1 year of major football in his life. You go ahead and go to YouTube, type in his name. You will see dang near every catch, every catch he made or punt he caught was a highlight film. This dude is amazing. You can, there's tons of people who say, well, he can't run routes. He doesn't know what he's doing as a receiver. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone better once he has the ball in his hands to make something happen. He's like Barry Sanders as a wide receiver. He's amazing. And again, this is against SEC defenses. These are the best in the country. He's the real deal. The real deal. I can't wait to see what he can do in the league. He has the you can't tackle me mentality, and most people can't tackle him. It's unbelievable. Seriously, if you're interested, go YouTube that guy. But again, only 1 year. Also, within that same category, he has great talent, great, great size and speed and potential, but only, again, very raw, is his teammate on Tennessee, Justin Hunter. He's like 6'4 and a really glider and basically looks like A.J. Green from the Bengals. Tremendous potential for him to be a star receiver also. He actually is my number three. My number two is DeAndre Hopkins from Clemson. Not the biggest guy in the world, not the fastest, but he plays like he is. He plays like he's the tallest guy out there, the fastest. He wants the ball more than life itself. Super competitive. I mean, this dude is ready to rock. He's ready to work. He's a worker. Can't wait to see him. I love him. All pro potential for sure. Robert Woods and Keenan Allen are guys from California and USC, respectively, that could be really good, could be average, probably pretty good. So we'll see. Tavon Austin is my number six receiver. I'm pretty sure I'm the only person in America who has him that low. He might be drafted in the top 10 next week, 10 overall in the first round. I think this is a stupid, dumb move. He's elite level returner, like a kick returner, punt returner, slot receiver, okay, but he's very, very small. And in college, you would say, oh, he has all these great highlights, but his yards per catch are very low. So that means he gets tackled easily when he's not wide open. And that's how the NFL works. You're never that wide open. His best case scenario is being Wes Welker, which is pretty good, but it's not top 10 good. Percy Harvin, people say, oh, he's the next Percy Harvin. That's ridiculous. Harvin is 3 inches taller than Austin is and 20 pounds heavier. So don't give me that stuff. Some of my other favorite receivers are Ryan Swope from Texas A&M, who's a white guy, who's one of the fastest guys in college football, period. And he's put together. He's not some skinny dude. He's going to make some noise and surprise people, along with my dark horse of the receiver class, Josh Boyce from Texas Christian University. To me, he's got everything. He's going to be a much better pro than a college player, I think. Terrific excitement. Really excited to see him play. Okay, let's move on, shall we? Tight ends, everyone's got basically the same top five or six. I've got a number one that nobody has, Travis Kelce from Cincinnati. He's a tremendous blocker and receiver and very fast for the position. He's actually the brother of the Eagle center, Chris Kelce. Take that. I have him number one. Notre Dame's Tyler Eifert, number two, whatever. Defense, I'll just go straight to him because I'm running out of time. I'll tell you my number ones. Defensive end is Ezekiel Ansah, otherwise known as Ziggy. He's got crazy potential as a defensive end. Sharif Floyd at defensive tackle. Unless you're a nose tackle needy team, if you're a 3-4 defense, then you want Star Lutuelele as your top defensive tackle. Outside linebacker, you got a lot of choices here. Jarvis Jones, Georgia, Deion Jordan from Oregon. He's going to go very high, Deion Jordan. Barkevious Mingo. I love these names. Mingo, he's going to go top 15, I'm sure, also. Tremendous pass rushers in this class. Inside linebacker, you've got the infamous Manti Te'o. Yes, Manti, sorry. He's my number two inside linebacker, actually. Kevin Minter is your safe bet from LSU at that position. Not flashy, but just makes tackles. And he'll be in the league for 10 years making tackles, minimum. Alex Ogletree from Georgia is a problem child with suspensions and all the rest of it, but he could be the most talented of anyone in that position. Cornerback, D. Milliner is the man, the man, the man. I hope the Eagles draft him. Tremendous. He's an all-pro right from the get-go, I think. D. Milliner, Alabama cornerback. Cornerback to watch, Darius Slay. Great name also. Darius Slay could be a middle round draft pick, but could be a pro bowler as well. And then at safety, small school, Jonathan Cyprian, Florida International, is my top guy there. Drafted too high, busts. Mike Glennon, quarterback. Tavon Austin, receiver. Giovanni Bernard, running back. Another wide receiver, Marcus Wheaton, who's just a skinny, fast, you know, one-trick pony, go-deep kind of guy. Those people don't usually are not worth high picks at all. So I would not pick him. Drafted too low or a bargain. Boyce, as I mentioned, Marcus Lattimore, I mentioned, Travis Kelce, the tight end, and Jordan Kovacs from Michigan, blue collar all the way, special teamer at least. I'm out of here for this week, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, you have to decide who you're going to serve today, so be wise about it. Be careful out there. God bless you. See you in 2 weeks, but tune in next week for another host. See you guys. Now,